Hello, and welcome back to Secrets in Nature in the year 2022.
2022? That's shocking.
I know.
Is that the year?
Yes. Happy New Year to everyone. Hope it was amazing.
That is shocking information that the year is 2022. Are you surprised we made it this far?
Kind of, after the last 2 years. But I think we can get through anything.
2 years?
2 years.
Oh, like since 2020.
Yeah.
I thought you meant doing this podcast. And I was like, where'd you get that extra year from, sis? Because it wasn't with me.
I'm surprised humanity has survived the past 2 years.
Shocked, but hopeful.
Yes. Always try to stay hopeful.
Anyway, welcome back to Secrets in Nature. My name is Lexi.
And I'm Rachel.
We were supposed to post an episode on the final Friday or like regular day of 2021. But we weren't happy with what we recorded. So here we are, the first Friday of 2022 instead. We're starting fresh.
Yeah, in the new year. Fresh start.
I'm going to sage my whole apartment when I get home from work tonight. I was just telling Rachel that.
That's good. I should sage my house. I've never done that.
I just switched all my jewelry over to silver. So I was like, I had like the gold earrings in my ear. I just switched it to silver and I got really excited because I have like a crystal necklace. I think it's selenite or maybe no, it's a white. It's a clear quartz. It's a clear quartz necklace. And I was going to wear it today, but I decided I want to sage it before I wear it because I don't think I've worn it since like 2020. Yeah. So I really need to get rid of all of that energy for the fresh start, mm-hmm. You know,
I don't really switch my earrings out just because I think silver jewelry, I'm a little bit allergic to it. So if I keep it in my ears all the time, it'll get like infected. But I just kind of mix gold and silver sometimes. It's fun.
Oh my gosh. I wish I could be that bitch. I really do. Because I've never seen someone and been like, ew, gold and silver together. What are you doing? Like, I've always just thought like it looks cute. But when I do it myself, I'm like, oh, I look like a train wreck. And then I have to like make
it's
it.
It's one of those fashion color. Rules that is just someone made up. And for some reason, everyone thinks that like
white after Labor Day
or like brown and black, like brown and black looks right. Good together.
I know.
Yeah. Like I'll just have my gold hoops in my second and third hole and then I'll put a silver earring in the first.
Wow. The confidence that you exude. Oh, it's killing me. I'm obsessed.
Okay.
Oh, I aspire to get on your level in 2022. Oh, we are going to talk New Year's resolutions during this episode. I don't have any because I just feel like it's a made up timeline and you can just make changes whenever you want. But maybe instead I'll just make my New Year's resolution to have the confidence to wear gold and silver jewelry together. What do we think?
Yeah. I think you can do that.
Woo! Okay, I can set the bar low for myself.
You could do it right now. You could just decide.
I know, on January 2nd.
You just decide that that's what you want to do.
Here we go.
It's a new moon.
Today?
Yeah.
Ooh, we got to set some intentions, plant some seeds.
Yeah. Start thinking about what you want to manifest.
I will think about it while I sage this entire apartment. And my cat, because he's being bad. No, I actually don't know if sage is toxic to cats. I hope it's not. Let's look it up.
I currently hear my dog pushing his bowl around because he's crazy.
Sage is non-toxic to cats, my kings and queens.
Great.
If you see me literally wafting it right in his face, mind your own business because...
I'm sure he would love that.
I'm just kidding. I would never do that. But he wakes up every day and chooses violence.
Did you ever see the TikTok video where like the person is performing an exorcism on their cat? It's fake, no. But...
I need to do that. Funny. I need to set some light some candles around him and recite the Bible.
Yeah, she was like saying some kind of Bible verse or whatever. I don't know. Or like, get the devil out of you. I don't know. And the cat was like hissing and having a fit. And then at the end, it was like so chill. You should do that to Hex when he's bad. I release the devil from you.
I command the devil to exit this body.
Look, I'm sitting up there watching you like...
I know.
Stupid bitch. You can't get it out of me.
I also read that like cats, when they sit at the highest places in your house, like my cat sits on the fridge. He sits on this really tall dresser. Like he only sits in the tall places. Mm-hmm. And it's because like they genuinely think they're better than you, which is why they want to be above you in the room.
Okay, I have to give an update on the present I got Roxy. I got her first cat tree.
Ooh, we got to talk all the gifts we got anyway.
Yeah, I got Roxy her first cat tree. I gave it to her before Christmas. Like, as soon as I got it, I built it and gave it to her. Because, like, I could not contain it. Like, I just needed her to see it. And
Rachel's like, Roxy, do you want to know what I got you? Okay, I'll tell you.
She completely ignored it. And, like, it was sitting in my living room. She just paid no attention to it. I tried to put her on top of it. And she just jumped down. After Christmas, I moved it to my room in front of the window. And now she loves it. Like, she just sits on there all day.
Aww.
And she's, like, obsessed. Like, even last night, she usually sleeps on my bed with me. She slept on the cat tree. And it was really hard to find one for a bigger cat because she's like 15 pounds. So I need it. Like, all the cat trees, they have the tiniest little ledges. Her like rolls would be coming off of it. Okay. So I was like, I need to find one. This one's huge. Like, the top platform, it doesn't go that high, probably like the height of the window. And it's just perfect for her. She's so obsessed with it. She can just sit there and watch everybody and look down at the other cat.
We actually, you posted a photo of her in her cat tree on our Instagram story. And I posted right after that. I literally saw that you posted that. And I was like, oh, I have to take a picture of Mr. Hex's present. Because my mom got him a little like cardboard house that we had to build. And it has like scratching posts in it. And it's shaped like a rocket ship. And because, like, I guess my boyfriend and I are always talking about outer space and aliens, so she just thought that was perfect. She wasn't wrong. And he loves it. It has two floors and a window, and he loves it. Our cats are spoiled. Yeah. The audacity of him to be so crazy and mean, because he's spoiled.
Is this what it's like to have like a kid and them open Christmas presents?
It's the avocado. Thanks.
Because I feel so much joy of her, like, watching her use her little Christmas present.
You're going to be the mom, like, curled up on the couch with your coffee. Like, you know, the meme that's, like, moms on Christmas morning.
That's my mom every Christmas.
And she just has, like, a smirk on her face. Like, yeah, I know you would like that.
It's not as exciting anymore that we're adults, but.
Let's talk, since we hyped up our gifts that we had for each other to a huge extent, we need to share what we got each other. I'll go first. So Rachel got me, first she got me some stickers for my laptop, and I just put them on and they're freaking beautiful. I actually meant to send you a photo, but maybe I'll post a photo on our Instagram story and we can like tag the Etsy shop and everything. But she got me some stickers for my laptop that I added, and they look so great, and they're all circled around my Secrets of Nature sticker that is front and center. If anyone wants a Secrets of Nature sticker, it's our only merch that we have. Feel free to hit us up. I'll be happy to give you one. What else? Oh, and then she got me something from one of my favorite artists that I actually discovered this artist on Twitter. Her name is Sincerely Art, and she's like very like Salvador Dali trippy art, and it's so beautiful. And she got me something from her website, which I'm really, really excited about. I also have some of her stickers on my laptop as well. And then she got me a teapot from an estate sale. And the teapot has a candle in it. And then I think once the candle like burns, it's also just a teapot. But it's tiny and it's vintage and it's colorful and there's butterflies all over it. And I just need to find somewhere to put it in my house where my cat won't knock it to the ground and shatter it. He's done that with many other things before. And what else did you get me? Oh, and then you also got me a spell kit off of Etsy, which my mom loved to see me open. But I think the spell is for prosperity in the new year.
Did you do it yet?
No, I didn't. Maybe I'll do it tonight after I'm done sieging the apartment.
Yeah, on a new moon.
Next year. So we did go out this New Year's. It was fun. No regrets or anything. But next year, I think, needs to be like a intention setting, ritual, self-care. If anything, like classy house party vibes. Like, I don't think I need to do the club thing ever again.
No, it was really not that fun.
So maybe I'll do this spell and then next year we should do like a New Year's Eve one. I think that'd be fun. I just saw 12:34 in the clock.
Oh, I was like, what clock? You mean the timer?
The timer of the recording. Yeah, yeah. I never used to see angel numbers, and now I see 12:34, like 1, 2, 3, 4 all the time. And I just saw it.
I love seeing 222 because that means good things are coming to you.
I wonder what 1, 2, 3, 4 means.
Okay, so Lexi got me this DIY dried floral wreath that you have to put together yourself. Like the flowers are separate from the wreath. And you have to, you know, do whatever you want with it. It looks really cute in the picture. Maybe I'll do that today. Do a little arts and crafts day.
I always get you dried flowers. I got you a dried flower bouquet for your birthday, too.
Yeah, I still have that in my room.
I guess, like, the dried flower aesthetic really speaks to me when I think of you. So
you can't kill them either, so it's nice. Okay.
That is nice.
Then she got me reusable bags by the brand Bagu. I don't know if I'm saying that right. So, but they're really cute. They're like the kind that get really small, so you can just throw them in a purse and then you just take it out and then it expands.
Yeah, reusable bags can be really bulky. You just use them.
Yeah, I just went to Walmart.
Gin. You brought your gin to the Airbnb in the reusable bag I got you.
Yeah, I brought it to Walmart and I was like, I look so cute with this bag because it's like a really cute bag and I look like I care about the environment as I was walking through Walmart. With everyone else in their plastic bags.
Oh, Philly banned them. We no longer have any plastic bags in our grocery stores.
Oh, and then she also got me a planner, which I definitely need it. And it's like a witchy planner. It gives you the moon phases. It gives you a lot of information. I can't remember all off the top of my head. But every day, it like gives you certain stuff.
Maybe it will help you do things for every full moon and new moon.
Yeah, and it has like recipes and spells and stuff like that in it.
It was a very witchy Christmas for us.
Yeah. Magic is fun.
I looked it up and 1, 2, 3, 4 means that your angels are telling you that you're on the right track in your life.
Wow.
Because they're ascending numbers and they symbolize growth and steps.
So you don't want 4, 3, 2, 1.
If you say 4, 3, 2, 1, that could mean something bad, I guess.
Wait, that can't even happen. No, I mean, not in the...
Not in time. Not as a time. No. So what was your favorite Christmas gift other than what we got each other?
I got tarot cards from my aunt.
Oh, tell the story.
I really wanted tarot cards and I didn't tell anyone because I just forgot. I don't know why. So when I didn't get them Christmas morning, I was like, okay, so I probably didn't. I still had my grandmom's to go to my grandmom's to exchange gifts, but I didn't think anyone was going to get me them because it's just kind of a random thing. And so I was on Etsy trying to like find one to buy myself while I was at my grandmom's, and then as I was doing that, I opened up my present from my aunt, and it was tarot cards, and they're crystal tarot cards, so perfect for me, because I love crystals.
Oh, like, that's just what the artwork looks like?
Yeah, and, like, each card has a crystal meaning to it, too.
Nice. And I got all excited, and I was like, you gotta learn how to use these tarot cards, because it will give us content for the podcast, and I don't have any friends that know how to do tarot cards, so you can be my little fortune teller.
Yeah, I've been doing my... one card readings every morning and I really like it. I think it just kind of, you just get a card and then you're like, oh, I don't know, it just helps you realize things.
I don't have tarot cards, but I do have angel cards, which are a lot easier because you don't have to like know the meaning to them. It just says it right on the card. And I like will just pull one once in a while. And when I first got them, I actually have not been very good about it lately. I haven't done it in a while, but when I first got the deck, I was pulling the same like 3 or 4 cards every single time, and I don't know how many cards are in the deck. It's a lot of cards in the deck, and you're supposed to shuffle them every single time. I was totally doing that, and I was pulling the same few cards no matter what.
What card was it?
Oh my god, one of them was like a fresh air card, like open your windows, bitch. I would pull that all the time, and I feel like I always have the windows open unless it's winter or the dead of summer. But anyway, one was a fresh air card. One of them was a steady progress card. I can't think of the other ones, but they were just so specific, and I would pull them every single time.
Well, want to hear something funny? New Year's Eve that morning, I said, "How's my night gonna go?" or a question like that, and I pulled a card. It said basically, it's nothing bad nor good is happening. It's like the same or whatever, just neutral.
And that's literally how the night went.
And I literally was like, I reject this. And I put it back in the deck. I asked another question. I pulled another card. And then it turns out, now that I think about it, the night was just like nothing happened that was special. It was just like a night.
I would say that's an incredibly accurate way to describe that night. Like, yeah. My whole family was like, how was your night? How was your night? And I was like, it was fine.
That's what I kept saying. I was like, it was fine. Like, nothing bad happened. Nothing good happened.
Like, there was nothing wrong with the night. I just, like, yeah, I don't know. The only thing wrong now is that my feet hurt really bad. Next year, please, if somebody is inclined to invite us to a classy house party, that would be lovely.
Or we could have one.
Otherwise, we might just have to sit at home and do witchcraft. I'm just kidding. Well, I'm not, but I'm just kidding for the records.
Yeah, but I feel like New Year's Eve, because you always have high expectations, mm-hmm. It's never that fun. So you might as well just do something.
Like your birthday. It's just like your birthday. Or Halloween for me. Remember I talked about how I always was depressed on Halloween growing up because, yeah, I had too high of expectations. And I just wanted to be like kidnapped by witches.
You should just do something that you already know that you're going to have a good time doing, and instead of just trying to have this amazing party or like go to an amazing party, you know? Sometimes you just gotta enjoy being with your friends and doing something you love.
Vibes only. Yeah, I agree.
Also, the club we went to, they gave us a 5-second countdown. Ridiculous.
Who does that?
I paid too much money for a 5-second countdown. Like, by the time we got to one, I was like, what's happening?
We were in the car the next day and Rachel was like, I didn't even get to see the ball drop. I would have liked to see that.
Yeah, like, you couldn't put it up on the screen?
You can't have it all in this world. Well, you can. I don't even believe that. I think you absolutely can have it all in this world. But you gotta take the W's with the L's.
But I want a full minute countdown, like they do when the ball drops.
A minute?
I want everybody together.
Maybe 30 seconds.
Saying 60, 59.
Oh my god. Okay, that's a really long time. 30 would be fine for me. 10 would have been fine for me. Anyway, my favorite gift that I got that wasn't from Rachel. So my grandma and I had a lot of like great stuff. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not saying this was like my favorite gift, but it's just something I want to point out. My grandma got me 2 wine glasses from a thrift store, and they are so beautiful. They're like painted and they have flowers on them and they're just so gorgeous. And I really don't have that many wine glasses because my cat breaks them all. So these I will make sure he keeps his grimy paws away from. But they're just such beautiful wine glasses. And I told her that. I told my grandma that they were one of my favorite gifts, and she thought it was really funny because it was like the thing that Christmas that she had spent the least amount of money on. So it's the little things, people.
I know. I feel like there wasn't any like big extravagant gifts that I wanted this year. I just like the small things that are like meaningful, like a tarot cards. Like, I know my aunt saw that and immediately thought of me. Oh, I got those stickers that I got Lexi for myself, too. And they're making my journal look very cute.
Oh, you put it on your journal? I would go through journals too fast for that. And I feel like I'm really committed to my stickers. Like, don't you ever like have anxiety over where you're going to put a sticker? Because it's got to be somewhere good.
No, I just stick it wherever I stick it. I just write around it. I put the sticker first.
Oh, we did talk about this, actually. Yeah, I should start doing that because maybe one day I'll read through my old journals.
Well, I hope you will.
And then I'll see them.
That's like the best part. About journaling, you can go back.
Maybe I'll go back to, I started journaling at the end of 2020, so maybe I'll go back to that one and read that one and see what I wrote.
I lost my 2020 journal. I don't know how you lose a journal, but I lost it.
Oh, you need to keep them all in the same place.
Dude, I think things just vanish in this house, and it's like a wormhole.
Like outer space. Magic in the Amato house.
Yeah.
Okay, so New Year's resolutions.
I did very vague ones because I don't believe in measuring your success, you know? By like a year.
No.
Or like by.
Again, made up timeline.
Like I said, work on my flexibility. I didn't say I need to have a split in 6 months.
I like that. Like no, just something to work on, not like a goal.
Yeah. These are all things to work on. And it's not even that it's like a new year. It's just I've been thinking about it. So I thought I would write it down. I want to spend less time on my phone, which I think everyone could use a little bit of that. Because everyone spends way too much time on our phones and we're just absorbing everyone else's energy and everyone else's opinions.
And it's toxic.
Yeah. And sometimes you just need to have your own opinions about things.
Wasn't that one of yours too? Just to be protective of your energy?
Yes. And I want to meditate more. I want to be more present and stop thinking about the past or the future, which is very hard, but I will try.
Both of those can be like anxiety inducing. Well, no, I think thinking about the past can be depressing and thinking about the future can be anxiety inducing.
Well, I think anxiety causes you to think about the future, you know, or the past. either one. I'm not going to share all of them. I'm just like reading through them again and I'm laughing at myself. Okay. I want to follow my passions.
These are very broad.
I know. I want to live more carefree.
These New Year's resolutions, love them. I think they're great, but they literally look like they could be like on a TJ Maxx like canvas to hang in like your bedroom if you're a teenage girl, you know what I mean?
But I was just trying to do things that weren't like so strict.
Yeah.
Become more in tune with my intuition. So maybe I can get really good at tarot cards.
Yes, intuition's a big one for me. I actually just talked about this with my aunt last night. She's my great aunt. I really don't see her that much. I see her like a couple times a year. And we were talking about intuition and we were saying how like everyone has it and just the average person just isn't in tune with it. And she works in a school and she said like she feels like the kids in our society are getting more and more like out of touch and like they tattle on each other. And like when she was a kid, no one did that. Like, I don't know, things like that.
Yeah, every story I hear about like stuff happening in schools, it just sounds not great. And I think kids being on their phone all day, they're not using their brain like the same way we did. Like when we got home from school, we would literally go outside and freaking pretend we were in another world.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we also would go on like Club Penguin, but I guess it depended on the weather.
Like, maybe once or twice a week or like on the weekend or at night. But like during, if it was light outside and it wasn't raining, we were outside like climbing a tree. Remember we would go around my fence in my backyard and pretend like we can't touch the ground?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Because it was lava.
The floor is lava. Well, everyone can relate to that, I feel like. I feel like everyone played some form of the floor is lava.
I don't know. There's probably a freaking app for that now.
No, but yeah, connecting with my intuition is a big one for me.
Oh, I also just want to have more control over my spending and where my money is going and not buy so much material objects that I don't need. Because you're just being bombarded by ads all the time on every social media app. And it's just too much, like in your emails. Like, it's just, I deleted actually some of my apps that were sending me notifications for sales and stuff. I was like, I gotta get rid of it because every time that happens, I go and I look and that's when you get sucked in.
I saw a tweet and it was like, would you rather spend 3 seconds one time unsubscribing to somebody's email list or spend 3 seconds every day of your life deleting it?
See, I don't delete my emails, which is why I have like 30,000.
Oh my God.
Wait, apparently there's a website where you can like it unsubscribes for all the emails for you. But I don't remember what it's called. I have to figure that out because that sounds amazing.
I didn't have any New Year's resolutions because I just feel like I'm pretty good about making changes just when I want to change them. But last night before my boyfriend and I went to bed, I did say that I'm making one of my New Year's resolutions to release or eliminate every last shred of my being that cares about what other people think of me. I know that's like very a lot to ask, but because it's human nature to care what other people think about you, but that is something that I want to think about.
I think I've come a long way from like 5 years ago with that kind of stuff.
Oh my God, me too. I've come such a long way.
Yeah, but I think it is a process to, you know, not do that.
Well, I actually said this in the episode that we recorded that we didn't end up posting, but I love to look at things as like whenever I think like, oh, I'm like this age, I should be doing this, or like if you're ever like measuring your success or like comparing it to somebody else's, I just try to tell myself that my high school self would think that my present day self was so freaking cool. And that is all that matters. Like, or even not even just my high school self, like my college self, like my first 3 years of college, like she'd be so proud. Mm-hmm. She'd be like, who is that? She's so cool. I want to be friends with her. So that's all that matters.
Yeah, that's sweet. I listened to an interview and this woman was saying like, if something happened in your past that is affecting how you think about yourself now, you can like go back and rewrite it. Then you can go back and change the story because your brain doesn't know the difference. So if something in high school,
like just rewire it in your subconscious.
Yeah, like if something happened in high school that was like maybe traumatic or like just gave you negative self-talk about yourself or made you feel like you're not worthy, or like you can just go back and change the story.
I love that. just be a little creative writer for a minute.
Like, you can go, if someone was mean to you in high school one day and it was like, and you still think about it to this day, you can go back and just create a whole nother story about like why that happened.
I think that's good for healing, like healing trauma, healing your inner child. But also, I mean, I just think it's, for me personally, like looking back on things that like still make me cringe and like make me disappointed in like who I was or whatever, I can just look at it and be like, well, I'm not her anymore. And it makes me appreciate who I am now that much more. You know what I mean?
But I don't really think about my past self. Well, like high school me, I don't really think about. But I hate thinking back and being like, why did I do that? So I try not to. Because really, what's the point? It's done. It's over with. I just think it made you who you are today.
It's done. It's over with. I mean, technically, it's still happening right now because like time isn't linear and like it's happening.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding. We do have to wrap this up, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So New Year's resolutions, I think, are great. But friendly reminder, you can make the changes whenever you want to.
Yeah. And I'm very excited to see what happens in 2022.
I'm so excited. I'm so proud of everything we did just in 2021. So I'm very excited to see what's to come. And make sure you follow us on Instagram at Secrets of Nature Podcast. Make sure you write us a review on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, please leave us a review. It's very helpful.
Thank you so much to everyone who listened to our podcast in 2021. Anyone that's liked an Instagram post, written a review, make sure you stick around because it's only going to get better from here.
Yes, thank you for everyone that's stuck by us this year. That's a wrap on 2021. Have an amazing day or night wherever you are.
And we will see you next Friday.
Bye.
Bye.